One of them has been the coordination or the poor coordination amongst aid agencies, and that is partly because of the huge number of agencies that responded. I mean, at one stage in Aceh in Indonesia, which is not a large area, there were over 200 agencies responding, trying to ascertain what agencies were looking after which geographical areas or which sectors, whether it was shelter or education and so on. Many of those agencies have packed up and left now, and they're no longer working there, and in fact that has made it easier. The other difficulty was the governments were, in particularly in Sri Lanka and Indonesia, were very slow to decide around land issues. There are two main issues in relation to land and therefore the rebuilding of houses. One is about what they call the buffer zone, which is what distance from the sea should houses be built. And in Sri Lanka they wanted them to be pushed back a couple of hundred metres from the sea. But people didn't want that. They had lived all their lives right beside the sea, and despite the trauma of the tsunami, that's where they wanted to live again. But also land ownership. In many areas, people didn't have formal title to their land, and so proving ownership is really difficult. And if they did have formal documentation, it was lost in the tsunami. So ensuring that land ownership is being correctly established and that people who have rights to their land are being granted those rights is a slow process.